this time, too frightened to think, as frightened as Sneebs. And I must think. "The first dream I fell into was like when a mine," she said. "I've had dreams where I wake up and I'm still asleep, but the ballroom, I've never..." "Oh, that was one of mine," said Roland. "From when I was young, I woke up one night and went down into the big hall and there were all these people with masks on, dancing. It was just so bright." He looked wistful for a moment. "That was when my mother was still alive." "This one's a picture from a book I've got," said Tiffany. "She must have got that from me." "No, she often uses it," said Roland. "She likes it. She picks up dreams from everywhere. She collects them." Tiffany stood up and picked up the frying pan again. "I'm going to see the Queen," she said. "Don't," said Roland. "You're the only other real person here except Sneebs, and he's not very good company." "I'm going to get my brother and go home," said Tiffany flatly. "I'm not going to come with you then," said Roland. "I don't want to see what she turns you into."
End of CD 5.